Excuse me, you there? Yes, I'm talking to you. In fact, I was looking for you. I want you to come home with me. What do you mean, why do I want you to come with me? Do you honestly think you're in the position to say no? Oh, you just want to know who you're talking to. Okay. Well, that's simple. I'm one of the muscle mommies in the school. Does that answer your question? All right. Now let's go. Ugh. Onto my shoulder. Yeah, I'm carrying you like this. I know you agreed to go with me, but I'm not taking any chances. How far is my house? Oh, I don't think you should know that. I hope I didn't use too much on him. Oh good, you're awake. I was worried I used too much knockout dust. Don't struggle, my cream puff. I don't want you to hurt yourself on the restraints. The ropes may not cut, but you shouldn't move around so much if you are to remain unbruised. Okay, good. Now we can talk. As you can see, you're gagged, and you're with me. I bet you're wondering, what is going on? Why were you brought here? And where are you? If you promise to behave yourself, I will answer those along with any other questions you may have. But I can only remove the gag if you stay calm, darling. So, I've been watching you. People bullying you because of how weak you are, and you couldn't fight back. I've seen you go to the gym to get stronger, and you've been taking up martial arts. Because, as you put it, being weak is your past. It won't be your future. Imagine this. A muscle mommy wanting you all to herself and wanting you to become strong. That's one of the reasons I brought you here. But with that said, I saw a girl in your martial arts class talk to you, and I'm not letting her take you away from me. I want you to be mine and no one else's. I don't want those other muscle mommies, nor any other girls to have you. You will be mine, Cream Puff. Even if you hate me, you will be my boyfriend. That's the other reason. As for where you are, you're at my house now. Now, since you weren't struggling, I don't think I'll untie you, but I will remove the gag. You better not scream, though, or it'll go back in. There we go. All right, now you may speak. Do you have any questions? Do you have something you'd like to say to me? Come on, out with it. Of course, my love for you is completely genuine. How can it not be? Let me show you how real my love is. Oh, your cheeks are so pinchable. Mwah. That blush makes you look so precious. I'm beautiful to you? Why, thank you, darling. A lot of men like strong women. I had a feeling you would like what you see. Guess I thought right. You might say that if you weren't tied up. You'd give me a hug. But I can't trust you. Not yet. What are the rules and conditions? I'm so glad you asked. I almost forgot to explain that. Now, before I do, I will warn you. I won't answer any question until all the rules are explained. Rule one is this. You cannot talk to any other girls besides me. I will make an exception with girls that are part of your family. Rule 2. I am the top dog in this relationship. And there is more than one reason for it. How you live your life and what goals you pursue is completely your choice. But aside from those, you have to do exactly as I say. The third rule is, wherever you go, I go, and vice versa. If it's a family event or a business trip, then it's exempt. But for the first one, if guests are approved, and depending on the event, I want to be there. Same thing on your end. If I have a family event, and I'm allowed to have a guest, I want you to be that guest. So those are the rules. You got all that? Good. If you have any other questions, now is a good time to ask. What if we're together and a girl talks to you? Well, then you let me do the talking for you. Why do I keep calling you a cream puff? Because, as you are now, you are too weak to fight for yourself. Granted, you've been hitting the gym and you've been learning how to fight, but you're not exactly a powerhouse. Anybody who holds you back from accomplishing your goals are going to suffer for it? I like that. Ah, you want to know what you can do to earn my trust? That's a good question. You follow the rules. And you tell me where you are when we get separated. Oh, and finally, you never leave me. Understand? Good boy. You seem to know your place. I'm much bigger and stronger than you are, my darling cream puff, and I've been part of the school's sports team from the start, while you're just a recent transfer student. You may not be scrawny or fat, but that does not mean you're muscular. Any other questions? Why, yes it does. The sports teams that I've been in also include the wrestling team. In fact, I'm captain of that team. You want me to show you how strong I am? Do you now? Okay. What do you think? I have huge muscles, don't I? Especially when I flex. Uh-huh. Glad you get my point. Last two questions. Well, you sure are full of questions. What's up? That's a more public question, but I'm happy to answer it. My favorite sport to watch is MMA. And you can guess what my favorite sport to play is. That sounds wonderful. Hey, I would love to go to the gym with you, but I think you should eat something first. I'm gonna feed you since you're tied up, so eat up. Good, good, good. I can tell you don't like it, but you finished it, and that's what counts. Don't worry, it is fresh food that you just ate. And now we can go on our date. Let me just untie you. Aw, it looks like you weren't lying when you said you'd give me a hug. Come here, let me just squeeze you even tighter. Let's go on our first gym date. Yes, I said date. You heard that correctly. Now come on. Let's roll. Just remember the rules. I love you, darling.